first book of Corinthians chapter 2. And this morning, I appreciate everybody that's here. Thank God. Amen. Father, we pray this morning, God, that you would have your way. We ask, God, that you would give me clarity and continuity of thought and speech. Let it be all of you and none of me, God. Touch every person here in the inner chambers of their being. Strengthen us this morning in the inner man by your Spirit and your Spirit alone, God. And we thank you as this takes place, Father. We will grow and mature by your grace and give glory and honor to you according to your purpose and your plan that you have for each and every one of us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, he's worthy to be praised. Isn't that right? Amen. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Okay. Going to the book. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, glory to God, hallelujah. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading from the verse that talks about the mystery of the wisdom of God, or we speak with verse 7. Y'all there? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Somebody say, for our glory. The mystery of God's wisdom for our glory. The mystery of God's wisdom for our glory. It is for our glory. Amen. And when I look at the word glory, I must get a definite and a precise understanding of the word glory. Now, when I see one of the most general stated scriptures in the Bible, and that is John 3:16. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Is that right? He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. And I understand the reason why he gave his son was because the world was in need of his son. When I look at the word world, as well as the word glory, we're going to see how they both coincide with one another. The word glory, I would like to use the definition that is given to us out of the Strong's in the Hebrew context, and it means weight. The weight of God. The weight of God. Or the fullness of God. And when we look at the world, I want you to look at the world as an orderly arrangement and those that dwell within that orderly arrangement. So in other words, the world needed a change. God so loved that he gave his son that the world would be changed and those that dwell therein. Because the world at that time was not accomplishing the will and purpose that God predestined within him before the world began. I don't believe that this is the world that God wants to see throughout eternity. I don't believe that God that you and I worship and you and I love and you and I adore is going to have a world as it is throughout eternity. I believe that there is an arrangement that God's going to have throughout eternity. And I believe the arrangement that God is going to have throughout eternity is the very kingdom of God. I believe that was purposed in Him before the world began. And so there have been many women and men that have tapped into the mind of God. The mind of God just did not start today, yesterday, amen, or when Adam was created. The mind of God has always been, and in that mind, we can find, amen, the very will and purpose that God has. Now, I don't know everything, but when the Spirit of the Lord is ministering and declaring a word, I believe that He can unveil those things, amen, that we are supposed to know, and those things that I believe we're supposed to have and hope in, amen. Hallelujah. Now, in this world, there's really no hope because it's fleeting. If you put, amen, everything, all of your affections on anything that this world gives you as a hope, it is fleeting. If you put, amen, your affections upon anything that's in this world to give you peace, it is a fleeting peace. It's a temporal peace. It's a passing peace. But there's a peace that God gives, amen, that passes all understanding. There's a hope also that you can, amen, rest in. And so we find here a wisdom, amen, a wisdom that God wants to speak, a wisdom that God wants to give. Now, wisdom to me is an understanding. Hallelujah. And when I have understanding and when I have knowledge about something, amen, beforehand, then no matter what's at hand, you know, I'm not easily moved. Hallelujah. I'm not easily moved at my present situation. When I know something, somebody say, when I know something. It's when I don't know anything, it's when I'm without understanding, when I'm without knowledge, when I'm without wisdom, it is, you know what, a time then when I'm shaky. It's a time then when I'm, you know, I can be in fear. It's a time then when I can be in doubt, I can be in unbelief, and I can walk, amen, wavering. But I know that I don't have to waver. I don't have to walk in fear. I don't have to walk in doubt when I know. Somebody say, when I know. See, it's all about knowing something. Now here, Paul says he wants to speak to a people. He wants to give a people a wisdom that was hidden before the foundations of the world. Now, we know that the world has went into an arrangement whereby man is trying to build empires and has been creating empires, creating governments in order to restrain wickedness, in order to be able to govern people. In order to find peace, man has come up with just about everything possible to bring, amen, the very perfection and the very glory that God has hid for you and I. This wisdom, amen, has been given for our glory. Now, John 3:16 said that He gave His Son. When His Son came, He said, I came that you might have life, and that more abundant. And so if He came that I might have life, and that more abundant, then I should be experiencing that life, and amen, that life more abundant. Are you listening to it? If Jesus is a reality, not a man, a religion, if Jesus was really a man that bore the sins of mankind, but yet He brought a life that we might have that life more abundant, then that is the life that I feel I should, amen, base my hope and my faith upon. That is something that I should be seeking. That is the life that everything, amen, that I know of life should be centered around. Because when He came, there was already life that mankind knew. But He said, I come to give you this life and life more abundant. Now, many people would think that he came to give, amen, you a better life, but that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says that he came to give us life, and that more abundantly. And we can look at the reason why Jesus said the life that he had was when he was gathering his disciples. And one of the disciples told Jesus that he had to go and bury his father. And Jesus said to him, he said, let the dead bury the dead. Now, life to us is somebody that is living and breathing and talking and walking. Now, that person might have a good life or a bad life, but that person still has life. You understand? Jesus said that that person was dead, though he did exist, but he was yet dead. He was not responsive to him. At that time, God, amen, showed us through Jesus that those that he was choosing, those that he was calling, those that were following after him, they were the ones that he was bringing from death to life. They were passing from death to life as they followed the Christ. See, as you follow the Christ, you, listen, pass from death to life. Now, what you've got to do, when Jesus calls you, you've got to then begin to line up everything about your life with that life. In other words, you've got to put that life first. If you decide to put that life first, do you understand everything else will line up? Do you understand then that life is responsible? Yes, that you put a demand on the very life that Jesus brought. You put a demand upon it, and in putting a demand upon that, that life will enable you. Amen. That life will strengthen you. That life will give you peace. That life will give you that, amen, that this world cannot give. That life gives you something that's greater than this life could ever give you. Now, that life, amen, is not given just to give you a better life. That life is given to give you that kind of life. Now, when we look at that kind of life, we look at Jesus Christ. Jesus came that we might have life, right? Now, did he come that we might have a life like he had to grow up, amen, where he grew up at? To live like he lived, you know, as far as economically? I don't believe that. I believe the life was in the Son. His life was not based upon what the Son had. You understand? In other words, if we were to look at Jesus and say, we ought to have what Jesus had, amen, as far as economically, we ought to wear what he wore, amen, live in the house that he lived in. And we should endeavor to do that, if that is what is consisted of the life that God brought to mankind through Jesus Christ. I believe that when Jesus said that the life was in him, I believe that life was in him. Amen. And in him, then that was in him is what you and I need to be mindful of. I think that's what you and I need to have our hope resting upon. Is that was in him is the spiritual life. Somebody say the spiritual life of Jesus Christ is my example to have my conviction set upon. See, the wisdom of the mystery of God defined, even biblically, is God manifest in the flesh. Do you know that that would end every quest of man if God was manifest fully in the flesh? I mean, every quest of man would end. No. Every quest would end. You want to know why? Because in God is all answers. In God, amen, there is nothing that is left without an answer. So now the mystery is God manifest in the flesh. Well, I believe it has to be in its fullness, because we can look at creation and we can look even at our own life as mere humans and sometimes religious people. There are manifestations or acts of God in our own life. We can find in our personalities. There are acts of kindness. There are acts of love. Y'all ain't saying nothing. There are acts, you know what I mean? But I'm saying when that very being, when the fullness and the essence of him. Now many today do not have a mind, nor do they have a hope, amen, that this manifestation would take place. But I know that in 1 Peter, amen, the first chapter and the 13th verse, he said, wherefore gird up your minds, amen, that at the unveiling of Jesus Christ, you will receive a grace. In other words, he said, you should set and rest your hope at the unveiling of Jesus Christ. Man, I'm telling you that the mystery, hallelujah, of God is God manifest in the flesh. Now, thank you, Father. The mystery, the secret, is Christ in us. Paul said in Galatians chapter 4, 10, he said, I travail and I labor and travail again, that Christ may be formed within. See, it's a forming from within. We begin our adolescence of Christianity trying to create or correct a behavior. And there's nothing wrong with that, because it just depends on where you came from. Because, you know, like me and my brother, we came from a world, amen, that really, we wasn't trying to correct our behavior. And some of you didn't come from that kind of world. And some of you already were trying to correct your behavior before you came to Jesus. There were things that, amen, you just wouldn't do. And there were things that I wouldn't do as well. But I wasn't really trying to correct my behavior. Thank you, Father. Oh, so I'm saying that my adolescence, amen, comes. And I want to be correct and I want to be right. You want to know why? It is because it's a seed in me that begins to be quickened. And that desire to do right and to walk right, come on now, is awakened within me. But when I want to do right, I really can't, amen, do the right that I want to do. But when the light of doing right began to shine bright, I then began to get a revelation. I then began to understand that I need to grow in the wisdom and the revelation knowledge that Christ is being formed on the inside of me. And that it is God, amen, that begun the work. He shall finish the work. And because now there's a correctness that's being brought up within me, yes, it begins to be to affect my behavior. But I can't stop, amen, just with my behavior being, amen, affected because I know that the world, amen, was disinfected and they had laws, amen, to restrain wickedness. And I know that the law could not make, amen, no one perfect. And I know that I can never be perfect by keeping the law. But now I realize that I'm kept by the power of God. And I understand now why Paul said, my faith shall stand in the power of God. And so now, as I seek this life, and now as I meditate upon it, oh, when I seek the life that came from above, the Bible said that the word of God is like rain and snow that does not return a man unto him, but it'll water the whole earth. And I thought about how the whole earth represents the whole man. We talk about ministry for the whole man, ministry for your natural man, ministry for your spiritual man. Do you know that when a man stands by the anointing and by the very power of God, there's a word, amen, that can be spoken that'll deal with your whole life. It'll deal with your whole life. And it'll bring forth out of your life what's supposed to happen. Oh, there's a people today that's going to get back to the word. Now, I'm talking about a word, amen, like rain and snow that cometh down from heaven. There's some messengers today, amen, that's going to shut the blinds. There's some messengers today that's going to turn off the TV. There's some messengers today that's going to turn off the radio. There's some messengers today that are going to get before the face of God. They're going to get in the presence of God, and they're going to get a word from God, and that word from God will water the whole of man. It will water the whole of man, and it will not return void. When you got a word that comes out of the Spirit, when you got a word that comes out of your spirit, when you got a word, I said, when you got a word, amen, that comes out of the heaven, I said, when you got a word, amen, that comes out of the anointing, when you got a word like that, I'm telling you, it'll deal with your economics. It'll deal, amen, with your emotions. It will strengthen your inner man. Somebody say, good God Almighty, the word of God is more powerful and quicker, hallelujah, than a two-edged sword. Learn it. Amen. Cutting it apart. That very word. I'm telling you. If you continue in the word, a spirit word, look at the power of the word, comes as a law. That word, man, sometimes you got to take off the cover of it. You find it. You got to get that buck-necked word. Come on, say that buck-necked word. That word will come closed up, man. I want the pure word. Give me the pure. Because see, I don't know about nobody else. I ain't got nothing on my own. Come on. Need the word. I need a buck-necked. Man, I need the inner hidden power of the word of God. And when I can find that inner hidden power of the word of God, that word will begin to change. That word will begin to change. That word will begin to rearrange things in my life. Hallelujah, it is so powerful. That Christ being born within you. Christ being formed within you. Christ being formed within you. That's the mystery. Now there's a responsibility. Absolutely. There's a responsibility for us. You know what? I want to pray. I want to believe God that I would desire the spiritual life more than the natural. That's what he asked. And I thought about that. First of all, I thought about myself. And I'd like to lose some weight. And I thought about how the church as a whole, if you know the church, many folks, man, I'm telling you, I know what to do if I want to lose this baby. I know what to do. I mean, just if I really wanted to lose this baby, I could just go straight this way. Put out some fat. You ain't saying that. I know folks want to go to the barbell and start lifting. No, the first thing you got to do is deal with what you need. So if prophetically, you know, the church at this particular time, you know, I look back at the church in the wilderness, man, they sent prophets. God would send prophets to begin to bring correction. And there may be people listening to me right now, and they might have a problem with what I'm about to say because of what they might have been saying. And what they have been saying has to do with what we've been eating. Now, nothing wrong with it if that's what you feel like you want. You know, if you want to eat sugar, I'm not a dietitian, so I don't know. Is it carbohydrates you're supposed to? What is it? Drink that. Carbohydrates and sugar. Okay. So now, if you don't want to cut back on that, and if you're full on that, then in order to get back lean, you need to cut back on those type of things. Matter of fact, anything that'll burn that fat, you'll do it. Are y'all here? So now, in the natural, look here, let's look at this thing in the spirit. Today, we are feeding ourselves on God's word for our natural man. For our natural man. Come on now. The majority is for our natural life. Now, do you know that you can go straight vegetables and still live? You know, you can live on vegetables, you know. Vegetarians still live. Y'all ain't saying nothing. A person that would never, I mean, in other words, you really don't need no sugar to live, do you? Or fat. I mean, if you just never ate no sugar, ever ate no fat, could you still live? That wouldn't be bad for you. Now, what to me, if we look at it in light of this, Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God. Take no thought for what you're going to wear. What you're going to eat. How you're going to live. He said, for the Father know what you have need of. Now, these are those that he done called out. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Now, he said, I'm calling you out. Now, I believe that's a challenge for us and we grow in this. But I believe that there's some people that are grown enough now that they don't need sugar. And they don't need fat food. And so I just want to say that I've got a word for people today that really know that they overweight. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And really want to get rid of their weight. I'm not talking about in the natural. I'm talking in the spiritual. But we first got to find out what causes the weight. What produces this fat. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So in the natural, in the spiritual, if Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God, no, the kingdom of God is in everyone. I'm talking about everyone. I ain't talking about a Christian or a Buddhist. It's in everybody, right? Now, if it's in God, he's sleeping. He wrote a rap song about resurrection. He wrote a rap song about deception, but yet having resurrection. You understand? You know, some of these rappers, if you listen to them, I can't listen to them because I don't got time to filter out the filth. But you're going to find God. You're going to find some, you understand? Every man has the seed of God in them until it is quickened. Now, once it is quickened, I don't need that other food. Y'all ain't saying nothing to live on. He said, you don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Now, can I say this? The bread could be the provision that God has for your natural man. And if we stay on that and set our affections upon that, for your natural man, you'll get fat. Somebody say, you'll get fat with that. And what we have today is an obese church. I said we've got an obese church. And all we want is tools from God, the word, a man of God, concerning how to better our living. And it's nothing wrong with, man, ain't nothing wrong with having some sugar every now and then. But if you living on just sugar and fat, good God Almighty. So God would always send a prophet, man, when the church is going the wrong way. They'd send a voice, and say, now repent. Amen. And it has also fattened us to the point where we can't even get on the right diet now. Many can't even change. Man, do you know what? I'll walk an hour. I'll go exercise a little bit. But when you come to talk about cutting out the sugar and cutting out the fat and putting me on a diet, hey. That's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. See, look here. Jesus said, y'all follow me. Y'all came because you was filled. You were filled. I filled. You were filled. Your natural man. You didn't come because you seen the miracle. Now, what he was saying is, you didn't have a revelation of the miracles. Because I believe one time he said, you're following me for the miracle. See, when he said in one scripture, he said that y'all came because you were filled. Not because you seen the miracles. And I thought about that because, see, Cynthia, one time he said that y'all come for the miracle. I said, now this is something, geez, I need to get somebody to say, the word, buck naked. In the word, buck naked. I seen that Jesus was trying to show them a revelation. Because remember how the scripture says that God approved Jesus with signs, wonders, and miracles? How that he confirmed the word with signs, wonders, and miracles? So therefore, what I'm saying, what God was showing me was that they came for the natural. Seeing had to do with their vision. Seeing had to do with revelation. Seeing had to do with the understanding. Come on now, they didn't come that they would have the revelation or they would have spiritual, oh God, y'all ain't saying nothing, that they would have spiritual understanding of his will. They just came that the natural man would be filled. And I know that they say that the natural man, we're supposed to live in prosperity. And I don't have a problem with that because I know that in the Old Testament, God told them that if you obey my law, I will bless you in your fields. I will bless you in your cities. I will bless your storehouse. Come on now. Your bank account will be fat. He said that I would take away all those diseases. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He said, I'll make you a nation. Amen. Whereby you would prosper. Where all the other nations would want to come to know this God that has prospered them in their natural. Somebody say natural. God dealt with Israel in the natural ways, like wars. He fought natural bodies, natural wars, killing folk. Man, he'd kill them by the multitude. God would kill people by the multitude. It would be God killing folk by the multitude. And today we think God's going to fight for America, go and kill all the Iraqis. Yet we pray for the same one. We want to kill. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's mixed. What am I to pray? Am I to pray, God? I'm living in America. I don't want war. My kids over there. Who you want to win? Some of y'all praying for the Lakers. I ain't saying nothing. We have mixed the natural too long. With the spiritual understanding of God's will. And those that are listening to this tape, especially pastors today, that are in, you know what, their calling of bringing people the natural provision that God has said in His Word. Listen, don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to bash you. I'm just trying to tell you, many people in the body of Christ are fat, and they need to cut back. I'm just coming, amen, with the diet. For them that have a conviction, like Paul, good God Almighty, when I say that, says something run through me. That have a conviction to know, amen, the excellence of the knowledge of Christ. That really, amen, want to know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. Wow! In this body. Because I know that my hope, amen, rests upon the unveiling or the taking off the cover of that God has formed within man. Because man, amen, had sunk, amen, into the sand so deep. In his own humanity, in his own flesh, in his own wants, in his own desires. Amen. And some of them are good, but then some of them are evil. And they come out of the same source. But there's a source of life. And it's on the inside of you. God is raising up some men and some women with some trumpets in their mouth. And they are saying that the spiritual life that Christ has brought, it is on the inside of us. It is spiritual. Amen. It has to do with the inner hidden meaning of the Word of God. And it is brought by the very power of the Spirit of God to energize your inner man. And if your inner man is energized, you begin to set your mind and set your affection and set your prayer and set your fasting and set your consecration that I might now be able to, amen, change my diet. Somebody say, change my diet. Changing your diet. There he is. The call for us all who have the same conviction of Paul. Change our diet. Stay on the diet. Some of us got to be encouraged. Myself, I got to be encouraged to stay on the diet. I got to be motivated to stay on the diet. Because many times I crave for the sugar. And I crave, amen, for the fat. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I crave for those things, amen, in my life that I see that I would like to have better. And so I want to get to God and get a word to try to get that thing better. Oh. But can I trust and have confidence that everything is working out? Y'all ain't saying nothing up in here. That I'm in, amen, a plan of God. And every footstep that I've taken, every footstep that I will ever take is ordered of the Lord in order to make me and to shape me into the very image of Jesus Christ. The preacher can't do it. This Bible cannot do it. That takes the breath of God. God to breathe upon the letters and upon these words, that you will find yourself sometime without a Bible, but yet the word that's in that Bible, y'all ain't saying nothing up in here, but there is a season where I learn the principles, I learn the scriptures. Come on, somebody. But God begins to quicken that word to a higher elevation. Amen. For a greater revelation. For a lighter and a brighter enlightenment. Come on, somebody. There's a wisdom, and the wisdom of God is a mystery. It's been hid even before the world began. I don't know about you, but God knew that Adam would take his hand and eat of the forbidden fruit. Oh, good God Almighty. I know that God already knew that creation would fall when Adam fell. I wish I can get somebody to help me today. It was something that God already knew. And then the Bible goes on to tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that it is now time for you to know like I know, because my ways are higher than the natural ways. Thoughts are higher, amen, than the church in the wilderness thoughts. Oh, yes, he said it. Isaiah said it to that church one day. He said, now, wait a minute. He said, your God and my God, his ways and my thoughts are higher than our ways. Oh, but now, a messenger just like Isaiah, a messenger sent just like Jeremiah, arrived on the scene when God was raising up a new thing. Talking about a new creation. Talking about a new creature. Talking about a church which is the body of Christ now. Hallelujah. He said, Moses said this, but I say that. Paul said, Isaiah said this, but I say this, that now you that are spiritual can have the mind of Christ. God Almighty, he said, let this mind be in you that also in Christ Jesus. That mind is just as high as God's mind. That mind, oh God, give me some praise. Give him some praise. Give him, hey, that thought is like God thinks. So we can now think like God thinks. Somebody say, right now. Right now, you eat the fat and the truth and try to think like him to get you, hallelujah, a Rolls Royce or a bigger diamond ring.
Well, praise the Lord. Y'all done got the Baptist and the culture and everything up in the old man.
Now look here. Look here. You tell somebody, man, you got the mind of God. First thing they go to think is how to get them a raise, how to get, man, you know what, a six-digit figure. Somebody, man, do you know God? Why would we want to take that mind and lower it down?
I think there's a progression. I think that we're not to stay on sugar, nor are we to stay on fat. I believe that the natural provision of the human natural is good. Come on now. In light of the spiritual provision that he's given us, the body of Christ. I don't think God, amen, is a father that does not care about how you're going to live, how your marriage should be. I don't think he'll leave us without it. But I just want to ask, I don't need to ask, but as a messenger, I don't study like I used to study, but I seek God to hear clearly. Understand more clearly what I have. The way that nobody can find a way in this orderly arrangement, an institution that will better my natural man. You understand? And now I go to God to also better my natural man. Then I still think that I am missing the greater that God has for me. Are y'all still here? In other words, if he came and gave us life and had more abundantly, right? If there's already institutions to better that life. Now, many of us don't have the mindset that we want to go to college. No, I ain't saying nothing up in here. There's some people, right to this day, 50, 60 years old, went back to college. To better their life. You understand? That's not the life that you... I'm going to hit somebody. That ain't Jesus ain't come here to have more institutions. College, raise up more colleges, universities. Is that wrong? There's nothing wrong. It's just in light of God's life, it's sugar and fat. Now, eating some sugar and fat every now and then, it's not bad. But when we live off sugar and fat, I believe that we're not dumb. We're going to miss the day of our visitation. Some will and some won't. Because some are ordained and predestined not to miss. Hallelujah. And so, the wisdom, the hidden wisdom of God is the total manifestation of God in the flesh. And I say this now. The flesh of is his body. Ephesians 1 and 23, if anybody has this agreement with me, Ephesians 1 and 23 says the church is the body, the fullness of him. Now watch this. I believe that house is a spiritual house. And so really in our ignorance and unbelief, we try to make the church building and people come in it. And because we have some so-called spiritual activity, we're spiritual. You're spiritual whether you did anything or not, because you are spirit. And now Christ is being formed within that spirit when you are quickened. And you begin to pass from death unto life, and you begin to now. You should and we shall, and you know what? It should be purpose that we are now to have our mind filled with the knowledge of his will and our wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 1 verse 9. And what is truly his will? His will is that we would be as Jesus was, because he gave his son that we would have that life. And that life would shine like the noonday sun. But you know, sometimes when you got light and you cover the light, you won't get the fullness of that light. So it's the light. Amen. It's the Christ in you already that's being hidden. And many people say, well, Brother Preacher, how is that going to help the new babes and the newborns and our little children that need to have Sunday school? Listen, I don't believe that they're going to miss out on the very essence and the truth, amen, of God's will to fill us, amen, with the spiritual understanding of the word. In other words, if we don't have Sunday school and activities for our children, do you understand that the world has those kind of things? Am I against it? No, I'm not against it. But I'm standing as a prophetic voice saying we're closer now, amen, than when we first believed. I'm standing as a prophetic voice saying we need to repent. We need to begin to change. Somebody say, change our diet. Changing our diet. And I don't believe that we're going to starve to death. Now, I'm a vegetarian every now and then. Say amen. I was a vegetarian for about almost a year. You know. And so I know it can be done. Somebody say, it can be done. I mean, know that you can live off of the spiritual, amen, teaching for your spiritual man. Now, I know, come on down. Now, I know you want to hear some things about the natural provision. But again, in my closing, if you notice how God dealt with Israel, they were natural. We are spiritual. We're a holy priesthood. We're set aside. And so we must now begin to realize that if we continue to minister this word, God is responsible, amen, to take care of everything we cannot do. And sometimes the things that you don't do. How many of you had miracles before you came to Jesus? Sitting right here today, you had them. But you saved your life. I said, well, I was going to Sunday school, my mama and my daddy. ABC. Miracles were there. So we're faced with at this particular time. If we're going to minister and if we're going to compromise for the natural man, I believe today that God has preachers and ministers that are, you know what, all to minister that. But I believe that that week, the best expiration date is already gone. Brother Wade, I heard Brother Wade brought that up last Sunday when I wasn't here. Expiration date is up. Now, I say this as a prophet of God. I see in the realm of the spirit, expiration date for the need to pass. Here you go. I prophesy that the very people who have their faith, and whose faith is standing in the power of God, and their hope is resting in the unveiling of the Christ, the form of God. Provision for your natural man will not be left. No, I'm telling you that, yes, I'm telling you, there's a process. But if I get any success, it is because my faith stands in the power of God and not in the wisdom of man to be successful. Go and get an education. My spiritual daughter right here, you know, was going to college. I don't know if she's still going to college. I mean, she didn't have the words from God. She didn't need a preacher to show her in the Bible. She needs to go to college. Y'all ain't saying nothing of it. I believe the power of God. And there's nothing wrong with asking God in that room. Nothing wrong with that. But I want you to know this. Don't eat too much God. Don't eat too much food. Because He knows what you have needed. And that is the sweet and the bad. Somebody say, the things that humanity seeks that does not have the quickening of the Spirit. Those things, carbohydrates, fats, and sweet, would be the meat. But the meat, the fat. never fall. That need me.
That will never get an expiration date.
You can eat that in it. You ain't got to worry. So can we grow our children up on this? Somebody said, well, you got a Sunday school and that can grow our children. Maybe they can. I'm going to be ready to take something like that. And they sit here. You will be mentioned to them. They look like in the natural. Your daughter that goes to Sunday school and gets all of her activities. Maybe one day she going to have to come to this school. With all that. So why not put it in them now? Lay hands on them and sit those. Now, you know, you need parents need to be good parents, especially they and give them the laws and things like that. But ain't no such thing as a perfect parent.
Can I get some help?
But it is a such thing as a perfect God. Being formed on the inside of you. And while you are setting your affections upon him that's formed in you,
he'll bless you in raising up your parents.
You know what I'm learning now? I'm learning not to be prideful. I'm learning now not to boast in the natural. Woo, God Almighty, Jesus. I'm exhausted. When you begin to see the formation of Christ within you,
and look at your human abilities and frailties, man, look here. You'll say, God, help my soul, help my mind. Some of y'all done came home, fell on your face, said, Lord, help me.
Tell me something. Oh, God. Be born with you. In that unveiling. And let me say this. There are points. And the Christian that is unveiled. Somebody say that's impossible. Somebody say the dying. Those who have the mind and the conviction shine. The mystery of the wisdom of God is for our unveiling of God's fullness and God's power. I don't care what they may preach in this hour. The mystery, amen, the mystery that will dispel all misery, all of it. Somebody say 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 all of it. There is a power to dispel all the works of the torment of hell. That God of mine. And it's on the inside of us. Paul said it like this. If my body, how many of y'all got a condition? If your body was to dissolve. You know what our concern is? Our concern is those that are left behind. That I have counted as being mine. That's the Holy Ghost. Because they belong to the ability. Because of my humanity. Yeah, my son, I got a grandson. And his body was to dissolve.
Somebody say, what God? And we labor. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We labor more for the meat that perish. We labor more for the meat that's going to expire. Now, if God already got a plan for him,
can we trust in that plan?
And I hope
and our desires and our... Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Somebody say a fast. Somebody say a diet change. God to help me. Listen, I'm still asking God to help me. I'm challenged in my faith not to be, to eat sweets. Oh, love, man, look here. Do you know it's time at night I got to get up and I got wanking and sometimes, boy, I can't even sleep. If I creep up in that rattling, you thinking a rat in the kitchen. I'm gonna shake it. Somebody say, but only the strong survive. You know, when a junkie man look here, somebody say, cold test. Say, oh man, just don't be. You know, we're not restrained from eating those things. Somebody say you got to restrain yourself. If you're asking him for all the other things, ask him to help be restrained from that. Many people think they won't live. Now, and I'm going to tell you what really causes us to want that. If your bills are behind and you know what, you're in debt, then you're hearing all these messages about how to be free, how to get. But I hear the same thing. Any of y'all ever look at people late at night? They tell you how to get out of debt. They tell you how to get out of debt. So which one you want to choose? Come on now.
My faith, somebody say, my faith is going to stand in the power of God.
Now that does not, that does not give you a right to neglect you. And doing the best that you're supposed to do. And that's what I really want to step in here and say. That you don't neglect that. And if you begin to do that, God will help you. But we don't got to get 7 steps for God to help me to get there. I think I believe that I could be, you know, valid in saying that. But those of us that are like-minded, that really want to lose weight. See this? I couldn't come to somebody and tell them, change your diet. You don't need any more sugar. You don't need any more carbs. If you don't want to change, yeah. And then some people today in the spirit, they okay. They don't think they overweight with the natural with the sins and desires. And